Hey guys, welcome back. No Rules Podcast. I'm Bailey, your host, and my co-host,
T-Ray Scott in the house.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what's up?
And we got a guest, he's been here before. He'll probably be here some more.
It's your boy, Brandon.
What is up, Brandon?
Oh my God.
Back Guess again. Who's back? Back again.
Oh, Brandon's back. Tell a friend. What the fuck is that? Hang on. Hang on.
Alrighty.
What is that?
I'm beatboxing, bro.
You're not very good. I probably shouldn't yell like that into the mic.
You like that?
Okay. So we have some questions. We put a thing.
Yeah, I would like
Snapchat.
To answer one.
We're
going to
answer some questions live. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I would like to answer one, please.
But they're not coming in hot. Sorry about that.
Okay. But we did get one.
We did get one though, but they're not coming in hot.
Let's read it.
All right. He was wondering if there are any black aliens.
Yeah, probably. I guess.
So this implies that there's different races of aliens.
If there's different races of people.
Well, you know what I think aliens are? I think they're us, just advanced. So yeah, there's probably black aliens.
There's probably different races because like the universe is fucking huge.
Like there's the tall whites that, I mean, Bob Lazar was talking about that.
There's probably an alien Michael Jordan somewhere, still alive.
Space Jam.
Wait, Michael Jordan never died.
Literally.
So sorry about that, guys.
Space Jam for real in the strills.
LeBron James is on the next one.
What? LeBron James?
James.
LeBron. Hey, you know that basketball player, LeBron James?
West Virginia for
LeBron James.
LeBron James?
Okay. So, Brandon, what have you been up to, man? What have you been doing?
I've been doing a bunch of work. I've been smoking a bunch of weed, kind of. That's about it.
Yeah, sure. Maybe if you want to.
Yeah, so tell everybody about the hunt this morning.
Listen, man. This morning, okay. So it's bow season here for whitetail here in the WV. And did we go last weekend?
We did.
We
last
did
Saturday.
Okay. So today we went this morning, and I missed.
You did.
I missed because I'm a swell guy.
How'd you manage that?
Shot underneath of it.
Yeah. Our rangefinder is broken, so you kind of
fucked.
Yeah, you just have to be good with your eye. And plus, when you're in a tree stand, does not help.
He didn't miss it by much. Like,
no.
I say, he just aimed a little low.
I'm surprised it didn't nick her belly.
Yeah, he barely missed her.
Should have ran after it.
Tomahawk style.
Whatcha? Yeah, but then that happened, so we got some breakfast and went home, took a little nap.
Long-ass nap.
And then we headed back to the woods around 3:30.
Got there around 3:30 or so.
Yep, got set up, probably sat down 3:45, and I had three chances, and, you know.
Not one gave him a shot.
Bitches be tripping, that's what it is.
They always.
They were all females.
Yeah, they were all. I don't know, this one that came in, man, she was looking down at my soul. I couldn't move. I mean, if I breathed, she was skirting out of there. By golly, she didn't, though. She was looking dead to my soul. I was like, Bailey, this deer is close to us, like bow range, but she's staring dead in my eyes. she knew we were there. But she didn't run off. That's the weird thing.
I don't know. It was okay. It was fun. And then we ended the night with a little spot and stalk on whitetail, but it's hard.
It is. We almost got
43 yards.
43 yards is how close we got, and we couldn't. It just couldn't seal the deal.
I was behind the dead space of a tree. So the dead space is like whatever you're trying to shoot and any obstacles in between it, you use it as leverage to try to get closer. So we did that for, I'd say, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Crawled.
Twice.
Rolled, crawled.
Yep. And then
walked.
the first time they got spooked, they saw us from fucking forever, far away.
Uh-huh. Far.
And then the second time I was using a tree as an object to get it behind. And it's hard with a crossbow to get around a tree and not be seen.
The second time, though, we didn't have to do much walking because they came right to us.
Yeah, pretty much.
We did a little crawling right to this tree, and they came right to us. And I was telling Bailey, like, they're going to come, maybe. I don't know.
And in hindsight, we should have just sat at the barn and waited for them to walk all the way up, because that's what they were going to do.
Yeah.
But then they would have seen us probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I was pissing, and I was like, Bailey, there's a deer out there.
Yeah.
They didn't know we were there.
It's fucked.
We'll get it done tomorrow, for sure.
Listen, we better, because I need meat. Good meat, not store-bought shit meat. Nah, the more meat, the better.
Them deer came in early this morning, dude.
Yeah, like right as soon as daylight. As soon as you could see, pretty much.
I just don't like the early season, bro, because you can't see them unless they're on top of you.
And it's hot.
It's hot, yes.
It's super cold in the morning and super hot in the daytime.
I caught in a bunch of turkeys. That was epic.
Yeah, 12 of them, I think.
I just tried to do a talk.
We got another question, boysies.
Okay, who is it?
It says, does Tyler have a big pee-pee?
Who said that?
Gary.
Gary, yes.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I guess you want to call it big. I guess. I don't know.
I already gave my answer.
I give it to Little Dick Thunder.
Wow.
About.
It's getting personal.
It's okay.
So, Brandon, what have you been up to? What have you been doing?
Working at fucking Burger King, like, 6 days a week, 8 days in a row, maybe, like,
you know. Sucks, man.
Yeah, I'm a wage slave.
Yeah. Overtime's a motherfucker, ain't it?
I was thinking about working at Walmart, actually.
Do it. There's a car wash, new car wash by McDonald's hired for $12 an hour right now.
Listen, it's, I hate it here. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Me too.
I hate it.
I don't understand why people don't want to work, man.
Well, not only that, but fuck, this area is so
boring.
Opioid filled, man. It's terrible.
I don't know.
People be on them pills, man.
I've been here way too long, man. I just got to get out.
I don't know.
Been here way too long, cuz.
Would anything make you stay?
Weed was legal.
I get that. That makes sense.
Only way.
That's it.
Only way.
That's it.
Only way.
Only way.
Only way.
Not happening.
Only way.
You hear
what
that?
About, like,
you hear that?
Better paying jobs.
Double J.
Can't pay me $45 million to stay in West Virginia. You know why?
That's a lot of money.
You know why?
Why?
If weed's not legal, how am I supposed to buy weed?
Just go to Ohio.
But I won't get to keep the money because I was offered to stay to keep the money and stay in West Virginia.
Just have people get it for you.
Yeah.
Dude, if you had $45 million, okay?
To stay in West Virginia?
You're in the cops' radar. You know why?
I don't think you would be.
You would be. You know why?
Just build a cabin in the woods and...
Because you got yourself a lot of drugs. Because if I had $45 million, you know how much weed I would buy?
I'd say
a noticeable amount.
I'd say probably 200K right off the rip.
A mil. I'm filling up a fucking metal shack, cuz.
It'll go bad before you smoke it all.
No. Yeah. I'm going to make a refrigerator like Matt's dad's.
Why would you like?
Where we butchered those cows?
The slaughter room?
Yeah, bro.
Jesus. That wasn't a slaughter room. That was a preparation.
The refrigerator where they made out of AC.
Yeah.
They made a refrigerator, walk-in freezer out of AC units, bro.
A meat locker?
Yeah, like literally.
Hang up dead cows and shit.
That's awesome.
That was a good time.
I killed a cow one time. I did.
How's that?
It was actually,
what was its name?
We ate it. I don't know. It was like for me and my grandma's. Kind of fucked how we did it though. It wasn't like suffering or nothing. Like it was instant dead, but it was kind of fucked the way we did it.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You know how we did it?
With your hand?
Nah, I had a 22 mag. All right, and had a bucket full of feed. Poured that feed on the ground. Cow comes up, starts eating it. Boom.
That's how you get your meat.
Night night.
Night night, bubby. So I tell you what, that cow tasted pretty good.
fresh cow is pretty good.
Yeah. I'm under the influence.
You been drinking?
But yet.
T-Rex got in the fucking alcohol.
What the fuck is wrong? Are you good?
Yeah, man.
Are you ready to hunt tomorrow? I'm not.
Yeah. Well, you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to get up in the morning, get real drunk. All right. When we get in the woods.
Whoa.
Get in the woods, get real drunk.
Why?
Then try to drag a deer out of the woods drunk.
That sounds terrible.
But by like when we shoot a deer, we'll be sober. By the time we gut it and stuff, we'd be off the walls, cuz.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm just playing.
Dehydration.
I'm just playing.
You get dehydrated out there.
And you're drunk.
Yeah. So how you going to get home?
Huh? Yeah.
How you going to get home?
Man, you riding that son of a bitch home. The deer.
What? Isn't it dead?
No.
It's alive.
We're catching it.
Oh, my God. We found a DD. A DDD.
He's a reindeer.
Imagine you two on the back of a deer. Hey, gosh.
I'm coming to town.
What would you do if you're just sitting in a parking lot? You just see somebody riding a deer.
I'd be like, holy Jesus. Crackheads have done it all.
They're just like holding on to the deer's horns and just ride the deer across
this
the parking lot.
This motherfucker tamed a deer so he can ride it places.
He has like a saddle on the back. Not even a saddle, like a rug or something. What are them blankets that you sit on? That it's like a horse, you know what I'm talking about? Is that a rug?
A
it's
saddle?
Not a rug. A no, saddle? Not a saddle.
The thing under the saddle?
Yeah, the thing under the saddle.
Saddle pad.
Oh, I thought that was a rug.
Yeah, we just go get a rug out of the living room to put on the horse.
Put on the deer that we just found in the woods.
Hey, strap that rug to that deer and ride out some bitch to town.
Hey, man.
Hey, you try to go to town? Yeah, we'll be driving. My deer in the back.
His name's Roscoe, and he's feisty.
He goes pretty fast.
Man, he almost gets me killed every time it's dark out and fucking deer and headlights. I swear.
So, damn. So, you guys, what do you, like, what? Dude, this is fucked up, man.
What?
I don't know how our conversation got to this, but we're now talking about riding a deer into town.
Yeah, what just happened?
I'd do it. Would you ride a deer?
No.
Would you ride a deer?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you ride a deer, bro?
Because, man.
I'll ride a deer. Man, listen. If I had a reindeer, the bitch could fly. I'd fly that thing to Marietta.
He just chose Marietta for some reason.
Like, I know why he chose it.
I'd fly that thing to Marietta, bro.
Come on, Rudolph.
Bridgeport, we coming, cuz.
Jesus.
Then I'm gonna sprinkle some fairy dust on the trail. I'm gonna attach a trailer to the reindeer. Sprinkle a little fairy dust on the trailer, cause we gonna get a couple Colorado boats, cause we gonna fishing.
The fuck? Wait a second. Hang on. Wait a minute. Listen, man, you are fucked up right now. On the record, by the way.
We'll go out 47, right, with our reindeer, okay? With the trailer on the back.
Listen,
you look like fucking Santa Claus.
We going to Goose Creek, cuz.
Listen, if this blows up.
We can't go during deer season, though. We get shot. We get shot down.
If this, if people, like, recognize you, like, your voice, they're like, hey, there's that guy that talked about a fucking reindeer with a trailer on it. Full of boats. They're going to be like, well, the fuck was he talking about?
Going to Marietta or something.
But doesn't that sound cool?
Go fishing.
Would you? I'd do it.
I mean.
Yeah, if you want, man, sure.
I'd take it out 47,
so,
right?
So your
you
plan
can't go
was
during
just,
deer season because you get shot down.
So your plan was just to take a reindeer to Marietta?
Yeah, go to Bridgeport and get a trailer with boats.
That's where you would go if you had a flying reindeer.
Yeah, then we go to Goose Creek. So...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Then we would, after we got the boat, we would go to Goose Creek.
You can't float that with those.
Colorado boats.
No, you can't. That would suck.
Okay, well, then we fish in the Hughes River, bro.
The what?
This Hughes dude has a flying reindeer, and the first thing he does is talk about fishing spots to go to. I've never seen someone so dedicated.
We're going to the Rock Dam, cuz. I can fly.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened to get here, but we're here.
What's going on?
No, man, listen.
I'm listening.
We've been listening.
Yeah.
All right, you. I got a reindeer, okay? I got this reindeer.
You're super loud.
My bad. I got this reindeer.
Yeah.
Okay. This thing can fly.
Yeah.
First thing I'm doing is going to Marietta. Okay? Then I'm going to Bridgeport. I'm going to get a trailer. Put a couple boats on.
Does Bridgeport have them?
Colorado boats?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, if they did, I'd buy them. But... And I sprinkle a little fairy dust on the trailer so it flies with the reindeer.
Yeah.
And on the boats.
But how'd you get fairy dust when reindeers they don't hang around fairies?
Man, they probably shit it out. They got to get that shit out.
So you have a reindeer that shits fairy dust that powers your trailer to also fly.
Yeah, because it powers the reindeer too.
All right.
You aren't Santa Claus, dude.
I never said I was.
I'm confused.
It's starting to sound like
I can go to Alaska and get a reindeer right now.
Starting to sound like you want to be Santa Claus.
Listen.
Halloween's right around the corner.
What is... Yeah. That's a good point.
I'm not trying to be Santa. I'm just trying to go fishing with my reindeer, bro.
That's what Santa would say.
Fuck Santa.
Well, did it break your guys' heart whenever you found out he wasn't real?
No.
I knew he wasn't real.
Yeah, because
my parents told me he wasn't
real. I watched my dad eat cookies and drink some milk one night.
He
was hungry, I think.
Nah, you know how I figured out Santa wasn't real? I heard something. I get up in the middle of the night, and I look in the living room through this hallway, all right, because my bedroom was in the way back in the house. And the living room was, like, way in the front of the house.
Jesus.
Is that mic on? Was on. So I snookily went to the living room, poked my head in.
Hello?
And I see my parents putting gifts underneath the tree.
Did they eat the cookies?
I won't pay attention to no cookies.
See, that's fucked up. They're like, hey, why don't you make some cookies for Santa?
We make cookies.
Yeah, but then it's them that eats them.
You know,
it's fucked up.
You want to know something?
They have guaranteed cookies in the middle of the night.
You want to know something? I put cookies out one time and the cookies didn't even get eaten.
Eaten?
Yeah. And you know, I looked at my stocking.
Was there a turd?
There was a letter in the stocking said, thanks for the cookies, but I don't like cookies. My parents didn't like the cookies I made.
What kind were they?
I don't know.
That's so shitty.
I don't know.
Your cookies. You imagine if that's what the letter said?
I'm sorry, Tyler. Santa didn't like your cookies.
I knew Santa wasn't real at the time.
How did we get to this topic? We're grown men.
I'm drunk, bro.
Yeah, this is crazy how it shifted.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't even know where I'm at.
We were talking about you guys hunting.
Yeah.
Something about reindeer.
Fuck that.
About Santa Claus.
No, you start talking about riding a deer, which turned into a flying reindeer that shits fairy dust that powers
goes to
your
Marietta.
Trailer that carries Colorado boats to Marietta to go fishing to Goose Creek.
You said that wrong.
Nope.
I don't carry the boats to Marietta. I carry them from Marietta to Goose Creek.
Oh, my bad. That was a key detail in that story.
No, because the viewers are going to get confused, bro. They got to know my plan when it's going to get executed.
Whoa.
This dude's an evil scientist.
Nah. I'm just going to have a flying reindeer.
Doofenshmirtz.
My plan will be executed.
Curse you, you Perry the Platypus.
Okay, so... Man, I don't even know. I was going to ask you guys a question. I got lost.
Well,
God damn it.
Brandon's
the question.
Breaking shit. Sorry.
Damn, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the question was. Shit, I'm gonna try to remember. Hang on. You got, yeah, talk about some, because I forgot the question I was gonna ask. Fuck. That's terrible.
Huh.
I forgot my question.
Oh, no, those McChickens I had earlier, they just ain't smacked.
Yeah, I shouldn't have ate them. I shouldn't have.
Why, bro?
Because, man, shit's bad for you.
Man.
Anything that comes in a cardboard box or a wrapper is not good for you.
You know what you ought to do?
What?
That landing strip you got right there? You should just, like, shave it to the skin and just leave it empty.
I listen.
Plant's got to land, man. It's getting bushy in there.
Listen, here's the best part. You want to know the best part about
that? Plant's got to land in that thing.
Do you know what the best part about that is?
What?
I have a better beard than you. Yep.
I'm better looking than you.
You're crazy.
I would win that bet.
What day of the week? Because it's not bet. Any of them that end in day.
Hold on. Let me pull up a picture.
Do not pull up that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would you kill 10 people to save 100 people?
Probably.
Would I kill 2 people?
10.
10 people.
To save 100 people.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
But am I dying?
No.
Yeah, 100%.
Am I dying? No. Sweet. Okay, yeah, I'll do it. God, I still can't remember the question I was going to ask.
What was it about?
There's something. I don't know, I saw something at work, and I was thinking about it when we were hunting. Damn. So what do you guys think about how's life here in America? How do you think?
In America? Well,
America is going to shit.
I still really feel bad. Free.
Oh, yeah. We're
you're
free.
Still free. Still free? Well, of course. You're in America, bro.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Patriot over there.
Yeah, but...
No, bro. I'm kidding. No, but America's going to shit. America is going to shit.
You really think so?
Yeah. Sad to say, but yeah, America's going to shit. People are getting against each other. Nobody wants to be nice. People are against each other if you don't get vaccinated, or if you do get vaccinated, and all this bullshit. And
it sucks kind of how they have to divide us over vaccines.
Yeah, like let's say I'm a Karen, all right? Let's say I'm a Karen, and you're not vaccinated. You don't care about my health.
What would a non-vaxxed Karen and a vaccinated Karen say against
each other?
We
need them to fight it out, fist fight.
Well, like, what would their fighting points be?
Fist fighting.
Oh, I mean, Karens, I mean, might as well. Fuck it. Put them in a cage.
I don't know. I don't understand why people fight about it. If you're so worried about it, stay home.
I just don't like the fact that people that are really unhealthy are telling me that I'm not healthy because I won't take the shot.
I'm healthy as fuck.
Yeah, like, you gotta smoke a cig and then tell me
I'm healthy as fuck.
I'm not healthy because I'm not getting the vaccine.
Or you just see people that are bitching about health that are not health examples.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can see if every fit person was like, you need to get the vax. No. It's a bunch of fucking overweight people that just complain. That's all it is.
And who don't work.
So I don't know. I think it's fucked. I think it's a big...
It is fucked.
Big pot of fuckery is what I think. I'm not getting it.
Me neither. I don't...
Not doing
it. No, not getting it. Suck my wiener.
I mean, we shouldn't have to.
There's no chances of us dying. I mean, there is, but...
I mean, I could die tomorrow.
Yeah. But I'm saying specifically from COVID-19.
Oh. Nah, I ain't getting that shit.
I don't think I've ever had it, and I will never get it.
Nope, me neither.
I don't think I don't know. I think it's fucking stupid.
It's been like a year now.
This
still
whole...
Haven't like
been like 18
extremely
months.
Extremely sick, yeah.
This whole...
I still haven't gotten like extremely sick at all.
This whole pandemic...
Maybe some sore throats here and there, but...
This whole pandemic, I've worked through it. The whole pandemic...
The whole thing.
Touching money, touching my face, biting my fingers, not washing my hands. The whole COVID. I think I'm okay.
Do you think it's the weed that we smoke?
I don't do that, but...
That I smoke?
Secondhand smoke, cuz.
I don't think so.
Or maybe you have a good immune system. That's what it really boils down to.
Maybe.
I just think a good immune system. I'm untouchable because I drink Ohio River water. I'm untouchable. I'm gonna die, and it's gonna be dark, and I'm gonna glow in the dark.
Yeah. Listen,
man, he's glowing.
Since you drank that water, you ain't gonna die from COVID. You're probably gonna die from C8 poisoning.
So, I'm just gonna glow in the dark.
I forgot you drank that river water.
Listen, if I die in like the month or so,
yeah,
I want you guys to have like a neon light party, bro. At the funeral, I want it to be dark. I want it to be bumping, neon light flashing, and I want to be in my casket, right? Glowing neon cars flashing.
I don't think we can do that.
I want everybody puff puff pass at the gravesite.
I
want
to be sent off like a Viking. Get a wooden boat, put me on it, and then fucking dump a bunch of gas on it and light it and push me down the river.
I want to be a tree. You can be planted into a tree.
I want that too. I would do that.
I would so love to be a tree.
But I would do that without a casket. Because the reason, if I would be buried.
Without a casket. What are you talking about?
No, if I would be buried, because me personally, I want to be cremated. But if I was to be buried, I don't want a casket. I just want to be in the earth providing, like, you know, how dead things die and they become the earth. That's what I want to be.
Dude, I got a fucked up story about ashes. I'm not going to say it, but I got a bad one.
I know the story.
Yeah,
it's sad.
It's terrible.
It's really sad.
I'm not going to say it, but looking back now, it's kind of...
It wasn't on purpose, though.
No.
But it's sad.
It's what it is. Yeah, man, I'm just... So you want to be cremated?
Yes.
You want to be planted into a tree? I don't know. Maybe I just want to die in such a horrific way that there's just like nothing left. Like, well, we scraped him up or something. I don't know.
If I die like getting hit by a car, like if that's the way I die, I want to be eating a donut.
What's the coolest way you would want to die?
Jumping out of an airplane.
That would be kind of sad. Like
terrifying.
I wouldn't. Like, those last minutes of my life, oh my God.
Fuck it, you go out having fun, I guess.
I don't think that'd be fun at all. That'd be terrible.
You'd probably pass out. Like,
no, you'd probably have a heart attack.
No, they say, you know Jocko, right?
Yeah.
He said...
Yeah, I do.
If you jump from a certain high, by the time you even hit the ground, you're probably dead because your heart will probably explode because you're so scared.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. Or eaten by a shark in one gulp.
So, like, you don't feel anything? Like,
yeah.
I hate to get...
What if they just swallow you whole and you're in just inside of them with no knife?
Nah, then I'm punching my way out, cuz.
Nah. It's a tight stomach. Yeah.
Nah, I think you would get chewed up. He has a bunch of teeth.
And they're pretty sharp.
Or an big alligator. You'd die pretty quick. Especially if you're getting that death roll.
They don't kill you instantly. They fucking toss and turn you, bro.
No, the death roll, if they grab you by the head and do the death roll, your neck's broke.
I think your neck's off your body.
Your whole body's fucking broke. They're,
you wouldn't
like,
feel,
they twist to turn your whole body.
You wouldn't feel a thing, though.
True.
You want to know what's fucked up? I was watching this thing on Netflix. I forget what it was called. It was a documentary. And these people were talking about the last person that got executed by guillotine was some one state, but it was like 100 years ago or something. And they said when they cut that dude's head off, or anybody's head off, they say you're conscious for a solid 30 seconds. And they said when they did it, they said his name and the person looked up at him.
That would keep me up at night.
Yeah, that's deep.
What would you do if you were at an execution and you say this person's name that just head got cut off and they're looking at you?
But they couldn't say anything.
Because their blood is still in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy how powerful the brain is, though,
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Yeah, I think, do you guys think there's another dimension when you die?
Well, where'd this go?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Come from?
I don't know. Do you think there's something?
How do you guys think the world will end?
I think we'll be destroyed by our own things we create.
Nuclear war?
Like push-up brawls or something.
Or robots.
Robots, maybe.
Because I think robots are going to do two to one things. They're going to figure out how to improve human life with robots, or they're going to kill us because they're going to see that they don't need us.
We're not perfect. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah, and they'll just kill us.
Terminator.
Arnold. Where you at?
But I don't know. Do you think they would kill us? AI?
Dude, I don't know.
That shit scares me bad.
Hopefully I'm not around for it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going
Hopefully
to be,
we're not around for that.
We're going to be around for it.
You think towards like what?
The
how
end
old
of the world?
What?
40?
No, I think we're going to be around for high-tech AI shit.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Like,
that's starting
imagine,
right now.
Imagine the iPhone in 20 years.
Yeah.
I really think there will be a point in time we'll be able to communicate without even moving our mouth.
What the fuck?
Telepathic, dude.
Fucking telekinesis.
I really think so. And I feel like, I mean, I've heard this on different podcasts, but I agree with it. I feel like sex, we're still going to do it, but we're just, all birth is going to be from like a lab and shit.
I have another.
Like the perfect birth. Cause
would
you can
that
like,
mean that people can read your thoughts?
Huh? I feel like if they do something like that, I feel like the government would be able to read your thoughts,
that's
but I
like,
don't think the people would.
That's like the last bit of freedom that we
yeah,
have.
That's
like,
that's your last bit of freedom.
Would you do it if you're
no.
able to?
No. That
I'm,
is,
I'm a part of the resistance
that's
on that
literally
one.
You as a person, like
but
you can't. Like,
what if they can't read? What if there's like a switch you can shut off where they can't?
There shouldn't be a switch in the first place.
Yeah, there shouldn't be a switch at all.
Yeah.
So, what if if you're able to talk without moving your mouth? Let's say you're able to talk without moving your mouth, but no one is able to read your thoughts. Would you do it?
I'll be down. Yeah.
No,
but I gotta do some research into that because
nope.
I'm.
Why?
Because, man.
They can't read your thoughts.
I don't care.
Just talk to them.
Nope. Because that probably requires brain surgery. And I'm okay. I'm good.
But what if they created it with, like, just a little chip? Like, boop, implant.
SD card through the head.
And it, like, does something with your brain. Ooh, like I wouldn't want that now that I think about it.
Like the Neuralink?
No, I'm not doing it.
I'd do it.
Tough.
Now that I think about it, you can do a lot with someone's brain.
Yeah. Especially because we don't know shit about it.
Do you think there will be ever a point of time where they'll be able to genetic engineer humans to where they can live forever?
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it at this point.
Yeah, but
China's doing that to make them taller, to make them stronger. Like, that's what China does.
That's fucked.
Yeah, you think?
They gather up tall people and make them have babies.
I'd get paid for that.
You're not tall.
I'm 6'2", bro.
You're not 6'2". You're 6 foot fucking one.
No, I'm 6'2", bro.
No, you're not.
That's what the doctor said, bro.
The doctor was fucking stoned.
Nah, bro. You're probably 6'2", too.
I'm 6'1 and a half.
I'm 6'2", bro.
You're dead.
Swear.
I'm probably like 6'1".
Yeah, you're not taller than him.
Swear, bro.
Am I taller than you?
Yeah, he is.
I think it's just the hair.
Nope, I think he's taller.
Negative.
It might be.
His hair sticks up about 5 inches, bro.
I'm going to get a haircut Monday because I need it.
I got a haircut. I look like a drug dealer. I don't, and I'm not proud of it. I did it by myself.
Wait a second. Wait. You gave yourself a drug dealer haircut. Why?
Man, I just didn't want to pay for a haircut, man.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
And I was like, fuck this. I'm just.
It cost me $22 to get my haircut.
I cut it too short. I was like, man, I put it on number four. I got a number. I was like, man, this ain't shit. So I was like, I start cutting.
One more guard, and you would have been neo-Nazi. That's how bad it
I would have been bald, dude. And I was like, oops, this is way too short. So I rode with it. And by the time I was done, I was like, man, if I walked around town right now with a backpack, I'd get stopped.
That's funny because it's so true.
So fucked.
So fucked up part. Or if you got stopped a little by the cops with your bag, oh, you're getting searched. This guy's a felon.
What's in the bag, sir?
That's what I'm saying.
They're not even going to ask for your license and registration. Be like, hey, man, what's in the bag?
Yeah.
Yep. That's you.
Yeah. And I didn't even mean for it to happen. I was just sitting there. Because after I done it, I sent you guys a picture, and I was like, man, I'm a straight drug dealer now.
Now you can dress up for Halloween. Let's draw some Sharpie tattoos all over you.
Carry around a lunchbox. Have the teardrop. Listen, yeah. I had this neighbor who was like a big drug dealer. He had a SpongeBob metal tin lunchbox that he carried around with marijuana in it.
What the fuck?
And every time he left his house, he'd be carrying that lunchbox.
What the fuck?
I should do that. Get a lunchbox. Cool ass lunchbox for my house.
Yeah, you would use a lunchbox, bro.
Huh.
A SpongeBob lunchbox.
Damn.
He was fucked. He was greasy. Over there on Covert Street. Where I used to live on that street, bro.
Man, you a rat, dog.
Like, holy shit.
Covert Street, bro.
And your haircut just makes it look complete.
Bro, I will never forget.
Can we please get some fucking fake tattoos and put on your face?
I'm down.
This is awesome.
I'll never forget the time, dude. I was living at this apartment complex on Covert Street. I'm walking home from school, all right? And I see a bunch of kids, and they're walking toward me. All right, probably 10 years old, 11 at the max. There's like 20 of them. There's a lot. And they circle me, bro. All right, and they circle me, all right? And they know what they say? We're here to beat you up. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we're here to fuck you up.
Give me all the lunch money.
I guess I did something to them. They were literally trying to jump me.
Want to buy all the packets of Miracle Whip?
They were
10
years old, dude. I'm in the ghetto of Parkersburg, running to a bunch of 10-year-olds, and they're trying to jump me. All right.
What'd you do?
I walked away. Like I walked and like I was. I'm in the middle. Like this is the circle of kids. I'm right here. I just walked through them.
How old were you?
I was like 13.
Gotcha.
I was like, I was a little bastard, little bottle kid. I was just walking home, and these fuckers tried to jump my ass.
So you got met with your own kind, but a different crowd.
I was by myself, man.
The bottle kid meets the bottle kid.
But they didn't do nothing. I just walked
by.
Hey,
man, we're here to beat you up. And you're like, yeah, probably not. And they're like,
anyway.
And when I took off walking, and like they, like the circle, and when I got to it, they went. They're like opened up.
They moved out of the way.
When your whole crew's not about it. Oh, what should we do?
Then they tried to beat me. Then, like a week later, I was walking home. They tried to beat me up because I guess I stole a football. Every time they were trying to beat
me
up. No. Every time they would try to beat me up when I was a little 13-year-old, they would circle me with all these hood rats.
Yeah.
Just circle me.
Yeah, it's because they want to play.
And they'd just be sitting there. And they just stare at me, but they would never do nothing.
Because once the first person did something, all of them were going to jump on you and absolutely stomp your face into the dirt.
These kids were ruthless. I watched one of this kid. I saved this cat. I watched this kid pick up a drain grate and threw a cat in it. Yeah.
So fucked up.
Yeah, I got the cat out, thank goodness. But yeah, I was real sad about it.
Oh my god!
I watched the Dollar Family Dollar right there beside PHS.
Yeah,
I watched these kids light that their dumpster on fire.
Bottle kids, bro.
Hey, we found a kitten. Throw it in a storm drain. Hey, the dumpster behind Family Dollar. Let's light it on fire.
Then we had like there was this patch of woods and there was this creek that run and I would go down there and fish. And sometimes when I would go down there and fish, I would run into these kids and they wouldn't see me there. And they'd be back there smoking cigarettes and shit. And they'd be like 10.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Dude.
When I first moved here, like a fucking 9-year-old asked me for a cigarette.
Did you give it to him?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I didn't.
Here you go, little guy.
No. He was like 9 years old, man. I'm not going to do that. But he, no shit, came up and said, hey, do you have a square? I was like,
hey, man, you got a square?
I was like, dude, what are you, 42 years old? What? I don't even call them squares.
I call them cigs.
Yeah, you got a cig, man? Yeah.
Pass me the cigs, bro.
Oh my god.
Do you have
gosh.
A square? I don't know. Do you have like a fucking like a stopwatch?
Do you have a
in
retirement plan, dude?
Yeah. Did you cash in your 401k early?
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck's sakes. Get out of here.
You got any squares?
Like, no, dude. I don't. Not for you. Little greasy bastard.
No, it was weird because all these bottle kids, bro, they're 10, like 10. Like, I'm literally like in elementary school. And they'd be like, talking about how they gonna go fucking and shit.
That's
in the woods. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I gotta get out of here.
Then I moved to Southside.
These kids are dangerous.
I went to Vandy, bro. Let me tell you, that school is wild. Wild ass school. I'm talking.
Like how crazy.
Dude, I wouldn't even make it every day. Alright, I'll ride my bike. Alright. There's this kid. Alright. I would ride my bike. There was this one kid. I forget his name. But he would always flip me off and show me his ass. He would moon me. Every morning, he'd moon me. All right? Then I'd get to school. During first period, there's always a fight. Always. Always a fight. You know where Vandy is?
Nope.
Vandy, it's over there. I don't know the road, but it's on North End. Okay. Vandy Middle School.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, school's bad. Fights every day. Fucking drugs every day. I mean, some dirty people. I mean, not a lot of people are like dirty and trashy that go there. They're just in the school district and they just have to go there. But a lot of people are like bottle kids and make the school crap.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if it still is, but when I was there, it was terrible. Their sports teams are always bad, like real bad.
That explains it for you then, huh?
I didn't play there. I went to that school for a month.
Their middle school football team went 0-56 against another middle school.
Overtime?
Just the other day. No, they ended the game early, like halftime. Like,
oh, they got beat 56-0.
Yeah. I ended that game early.
I didn't play sports at Vandy.
Mercy rule.
I went to Vandy for a month.
Have mercy on us.
I went to Vandy for a month. Went to Blennerhassett. I still lived on North End at this place in Curver Street. I went to Blennerhassett. And I was the kid that played basketball at Blennerhassett but didn't go to school there for 2 months. The first 2 months, I wasn't able to go there for some reason. I don't remember the reason, but listen, I was still going to basketball practice.
We went to the same school at one time. We didn't even know each other, bro.
For 2 years.
On my brother's little league team, this one kid had a mustache. No shit. I forget, like, eighth grade was, like, the last year you could do it. In eighth grade, bro, he had a mustache.
Sixth grade was last year for
and a then
year.
Some kid had a fucking tattoo. A kid
That's not
had,
good.
A kid in eighth grade had a tattoo.
Yeah, we had, you know Cody Hornbeck? He had a tattoo in eighth grade. He got it in eighth grade. Grizzly bear.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, you're a fucking child. Where'd you...
What'd he get?
I don't know. That's a thing. I couldn't really tell. But it was real.
I mean...
I touched
it. Where was it at?
On his arm. Like, where mine is? Right here. I was like, dude, you're a fucking child.
That's crazy.
I can't talk. I got mine when I was 15.
I got mine when I was 16.
15 or so. However young you can get it here with parent consent.
Mine was...
I forget.
You know how I got mine? I made a bet with my dad. And I won the bet. Remember me strolling into the mall, bro, coming back.
You were the hottest shit in the world.
Timmy's like, did you get it? He was so jealous, bro. That dude was so jealous. He's like, did you get it? I was like, yeah, man, I got it. I was acting hard when I got it.
I've only got two tattoos. I need more.
I only got one.
Cheyenne wants me to finish my sleeve, which that's going to hurt.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
That too.
I mean, sometimes I forget about it.
Oh, yeah. I wear long sleeves a lot, like, so I forget about it all the time.
I have a tattoo. Then I laugh. No, but a week after I got mine, the people I played football with didn't think it was real. So, they would scratch it and shit. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. It hurts.
Man, yeah.
They would sit there. I'm like, dude, quit. You can't. And, it would start peeling. And
that pissed me off.
Oh, dude. I'm like, dude, you're going to mess it up.
Yeah.
And it never went away. And I'm like, I told you it was real.
Fucking idiots.
My coach called me an idiot.
You should have got your last name.
Man, I didn't even want my name on it. I just wrote it.
Yeah. I would have said, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you should have gotten your last name, though.
Yeah, everybody calls me by my last name. That's weird. Man, I don't care.
Because it's shorter.
Yeah.
It's only one syllable.
Yeah. Everybody's like, Scott. My football coach, my freshman year, used to call me Casto. Zach Casto or Mike Casto. They didn't know my name my freshman year. They'd be like, Mike Casto, get out there. Who's Mike? Then they'd be like, Scott, get out there.
But yeah. Are you getting any tattoos, Brandon?
I still have not decided. I don't know what to get.
You also need to get a gun.
That too.
You gonna let TJD give you a tattoo?
I will. Is he still doing it?
I don't know.
I remember one time he tried to get me to buy his tattoo gun one time. Told him no.
I'll ask him.
I'm like, he goes, it comes with a bunch of collars. He's like, $200. I'm like, fuck you.
Listen, if you're going to get a tattoo, you need to go to Chris Daly here in Parkersburg. Or Vienna, technically.
Where's he at?
Vienna.
Dude.
Right in front of Vienna Walmart. That color bar place, the hair place, there's a tattoo shop in the back of it. But he's booked like a motherfucker. So get in line.
Where's it at?
Right in front of Vienna Walmart.
Really good tattoo place.
I don't know.
He's the best artist around
here.
Don't
go to TJD. Listen, dude has a picture of a tattoo of ginseng, and it looks like a carrot.
Oh my god, it's so rude.
We're recording. Wow, bro.
I know.
Turn your phone off.
I'm a trash
are
bag.
You fucked?
Speaking of phone, what kind of phone is it, Tyler?
The IMG 13.
Got him. You can't say that, bro.
Yeah, you can.
I'm just kidding. Gotcha, dumb motherfucker.
I am gay 13. That's what it is.
I am gay 13.
I don't think that's what it is.
The iPro Max gay 13.
You really can't say it.
Bro, don't play me like that.
No, seriously. No,
it's the iPhone 13 Pro Max, cuz.
That's what the fuck.
It looks like a nice phone.
You need to get one. You need to get one.
I still love this iPhone, though.
No, you don't. Trust me.
I like my phone. The iPhone 6S, cuz.
This is my first phone I've really loved.
The display runs on 120 hertz, so your scrolling is so smooth.
I don't remember which mine is. It's either the 6 or the 7. I don't know.
Get rid of that fucking thing.
iPhone 11 is still good.
Get a plan.
I can't right now.
They're not that much.
I know, man, but I don't have a car yet.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Fuck. My argument doesn't matter.
Fuck.
Was that yours?
Did it ring?
No. No, but it still went off. I'm gonna fucking hit you.
Every night.
Yeah, so that's basically what's been going on. Do we have any more questions? I don't think we did. Two questions.
Man, they just blow one pile in, cuz. Yeah.
Goddamn, we got to get a new phone because of all the messages.
Oh.
Jeez, are you okay?
I'm burping. That stinks.
Why are you burping in the mic?
I just want people to hear when I'm burping.
Well, they don't want to hear
it's
that.
It's not true if it's not poo.
I mean, that's what they say.
If it's brown, it's down.
Apparently not.
Even that meat.
Apparently not. We can't fucking shoot a deer to save our lives.
No, but I took a shit this morning. Well, around 2 o'clock this morning. And let me tell you, it like the more I wiped, it looked like I was just inching off a turd every time I wiped. Like it wouldn't go away. Like
it's like wiping a marker, like a Sharpie.
Yeah, like.
Every time you wipe, there's just more.
The amount of brown won't go down.
I mean, if it was a turd, this turd had to have been at least 14 inches long. Because I was inches. Every fucking wipe was an inch long. It was just like say my arm's the turd, all right?
Oh, my God.
I'm wiping. It's just like cutting off. What the fuck? I had a courtesy. Did you hear me flush the toilet a lot? I had a courtesy flush.
Here's an idea. Why don't you, when you shit, you just get all of it out?
Man, listen. If I thought I did, the more I wiped, it just wouldn't go away.
Shit.
Listen. Oh, my God. I took a shit just the other day, and I swear I shit out a mountain. It looked like a cow patty just sitting there.
It just sits on top of the water and builds up.
It just builds up.
It floats real good.
Keto sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I was just sitting there, and I'm like, man, I need to flush this toilet sooner. It's going to touch my butt.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. But for real. I need,
oh,
I'm kidding.
On. I just about choked on my own laugh. He said, I better flush this soon.
It's just building up like a soft serve ice cream.
Oh my God.
Courtesy flush.
Oh my God. Oh, and then it just spreads shit all around the bowl. So you have to clean it afterwards. You have to. And like it leaves a film on like where the water was. Because you shit out like a
water,
like Play-Doh that floats and also eats porcelain.
Listen, have you ever, I took a shit one time and it sounded like an AK-47 going off. And it was all water.
What'd you eat?
I don't know, man. My cheeks were smacking together.
What the hell?
It was a loud fart with water coming out. Brown water. I had to take a shower afterwards because when I like was wiping my ass, God. It was like all over me.
wait.
Pause.
Not like all over me, all over my ass.
Stop.
Because the more my ass cheek vibrated, the more it just went everywhere.
You're killing me. Oh. Listen, I
took a shower afterwards, so I was okay.
It was all over me.
Fresh underwear, too.
Fresh underwear.
I had to get out of there. Escape room, volume shit.
You guys ever
light a candle?
You guys ever sharded?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me a story of you guys sharding.
I was actually on the school bus.
Oh, no. And
I don't like pooping at school. I didn't like it at all because it's just weird. And so I just like, I didn't have to poop till the end of the day. Almost all the time of the school day. So I just wait till I got home. So on the bus ride home, like, it just got worse and worse. Like, I kept getting hotter and hotter, bro.
Yeah, sweating. I got an embarrassing story.
And, like, I just had to go, man. I farted. I shouldn't have trusted that one.
Boop.
Whole bus smells like shit, I bet.
I bet it did. I got an embarrassing story. You ready for this? So, in middle school... All right. You ever drink like too much dairy and you like makes you shit?
Oh yeah.
Never.
Well,
so you can eat a lot of cheese and not shit your pants.
Well, yeah, I'm good.
I had like the leakage diarrhea, like can't hold it in diarrhea. And I was like, "Mom, I can't go to school." She made me go to school. Like if I coughed, it came out. Yeah. God. I was sick.
A little splatter.
I was sick. And I could feel it coming on, and I'm like, teacher, can I go to the bathroom?
You ever seen... Wait, hang on. I got a perfect thing. You ever seen a Jackson Pollock painting? No. Look it up. Look it up right now.
My phone's dead.
Look, Brandon, just to... Let's visualize Tyler's underwear that day. Jackson Pollock painting.
Jackson what?
Jackson Pollock. P-O-L-L-O-C-K. That's what your underwear looked like that day. One cough, one wrong move.
No, but listen. So
you stand up too fast, you splatter a little bit more.
One wrong step down the stairs.
I was in seventh grade, all right? So I was like, okay, I'm going to the bathroom. I stand up. I stand up slow.
All right, in the classroom?
In the classroom, so slow. They didn't know what was going on. Like, I had to go. So I'm walking to the bathroom as fast as I can with my butt, my ass cheeks clenched.
Clenched, yeah.
And I'm like almost down the hallway. I got one more hallway to go. I get to the end of the first hallway, and the shit just comes out.
Oh, my.
And I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I had shit all over me. So I go in the bathroom. I try to clean myself up. I throw my underwear in the trash can. And I'm like, fuck. So I try to clean myself up as much as I can. I go back to class, bro, with no underwear and shitty shorts. Like, in the inside. Like, there's not... Like, I tried to get all the shit off, but you know how, like, you ever, like, try to clean something up?
It doesn't come off.
It just doesn't come off. Yeah. So, I'm like, fuck. So, I go back to class, and this kid sitting next to me goes, man, what? You fart? No, man.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know, bud?
I lived on North Side, bro. You know what I did? I lived on North Side, Parkersburg. And I went to Blennerhassett in middle school. This happened in middle school. You know what I did?
What?
I fucking walked out and started walking home. In the middle
class. Did people start to realize it was you?
No, like after class. Like, you know where, remember with Miss Schaefer's class, math class was? Remember how you walked out and there was a door right there? It went right outside. This was me. I walked out the door, bell rung, walked out the door. Doop, I dipped.
So no one realized that you had pooped?
No.
Was there like shit on the seat when you got up?
No. I called my mom. She came pick me up.
Like, hey, I shit myself.
Yeah. I was so embarrassed.
Listen, I almost shit myself a couple weeks ago, actually. I was coming back from Ripley, and I was like, man, I should stop and use the bathroom before I take this 30-minute drive.
Yeah, you should probably stop.
And then like halfway through it, of course I didn't stop. Halfway through it, I'm like, oh, yeah, like I could use the bathroom.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's coming.
It's creeping.
So by the time I got off 77 on Camden, I was sweating profusely.
It's always the sweats, man. Like, you know.
It makes you want to shit more to get you to stop sweating.
Like, you know you got, like, the shit bad. Like, you start sweating. Like,
and, like, you're tense. But, yeah, I was flying down Camden. I mean, like, 60. 65-ish.
You want to know something?
I had to go.
So, remember where we were hunting today?
Yeah.
So, remember that hill we were going up to go up towards Des Moines? We walked all the way around. That little turn right there? I was taking a shit right there in that little turn right there one time. And remember that field to the right I told you to keep an eye on while we're going up through there? I was sitting there taking a shit in this little briar patch, right? I mean, there was a log that ran across through there, and there was here's the briar patch, and there's nothing in the hole, and there's a log, and there's like a gap between the briar patch and log. It was perfect. I'm sitting there shitting, and I got a perfect place to shit in the woods. I'm sitting there shitting, and some random ass dude, this was like the first day of gun season, some random ass dude walks up on top of me. He's like, oh man, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here. Like, who are you?
I dude, get away.
Like, was your shitting. Asshole out?
I was in the middle of shitting, and he walked up on me.
Like, from behind?
Like, I was shitting, and you know how where that turn is, there's that road.
Yeah.
He popped up right there, up that road. And I was, like, this far from us. And there's, hey. I don't know who it was. Never seen him there in my life. Told Gary. Gary was like, people will literally go on his property without telling him. And he will have no idea who he is, who they are.
That's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Like, I say something now. Dude, if I see somebody, I don't know who they are, I say something to them. But the first time I ever seen somebody, it doesn't happen a lot. The first time I did see somebody where my tree stand is, I seen them. I was walking up through there and I seen them. There was like four of them. They had bows, like they were hunting.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who it was. I took a picture of him, showed Gary. He didn't know who that was. And he was like, see him again, say something. And I'll keep an eye out for him.
Hmm.
And I saw him again. I said something. Told him to get the hell out of here.
You better get out of here. Hey, get out of here.
This is not your property. You're not allowed to be here. I'll shoot you with my bow. You bastards.
Well, we're at an hour.
Yeah. That was good.
We got to hunt in the morning.
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
What time?
6.
In the morning?
Yeah.
All week. We got to get up at 4 a.m.
That's the time I usually get up.
Where are we going in the morning?
Good question. Let me check the weather real quick.
If it rains, we should try. Just text Ben. Be like, hey, can we come out?
Let me check the radar.
Because if it doesn't rain, we'll just go back to that homemade blonde.
It's going to start raining at 5.
Start raining. What's the percentage?
30%.
What's the radar look like?
So far, for right now, we're clear.
Really?
Yeah.
And then by 8, it jumps up to 70%.
Yeah.
And then drops down to 60 and 50 the rest of the day.
Well, tomorrow they might move in the morning. So if it's raining, we can hunt in the blind.
Yeah.
I got a big umbrella. We could put a camo sheet on top of it and sit in the homemade blind.
It's not going to get very cold tonight either.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see some deer tomorrow.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Sorry we went down checking the weather. But,
yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Beautiful Brandon.
Yeehaw.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Like always.
I love doing this.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have some here. We got some really good guests coming here soon.
We're trying.
Yes.
So, we'll see you guys in the next one.
See you guys.
Peace. See ya.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the No Rules Podcast. Make sure to check us out wherever you get your podcast needs. And if you like the show, rate us a 5-star on iTunes. If you hated the show, leave us the lowest amount of stars possible. But make sure you write a review. Check us out on Instagram and TikTok, and we will see you in the next one.